Our search for South Florida's best block has finally come to an end. The winning block was announced by Jennifer Goldman, daughter of late urbanist and developer Tony Goldman, at a public event held at Wynwood Walls on Saturday. The contest was a collaboration of WLRN, the Miami Herald, the Townhouse Center, and the Knight Foundation. The goal? To recognize the best urban blocks in Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties at a time when much of South Florida's urban cores are experiencing revitalization. Miami historian and author Arva Moore Parks was among the judges.
Well, I think it was really easy for all of us to choose Espanola Way because it had all the things that we believe are important for the best block. People lived there, people played there, people shopped there, people ate there. And of course, for me, it was also historic. So, you know, it couldn't have been better as far as I was concerned.
Jesse Bailey is a real estate analyst from West Palm Beach. He was also recognized at the event for his photo and video submissions of the 200 block of Clematis Street in West Palm Beach.
Good urbanism doesn't necessarily equal big city. You know, it's about the streetscape. It's about having a mixture of uses, people coming and going at all times of day, great public spaces. I mean, that's really what it's about in the end.
People at the event mingled and discussed what they considered to be the best block. WLRN radio host and producer Michael Stock and Alyssa Bear were among them.
If you were the judge on the best block, what would you look for?
Well, I think it would have to be my block, and there'd have to be like a male strip club next door. The best block, I think, would be not one block, but several blocks where there was residential, and then there was Publix and Target and the drugstore.
No, the best block for me is where all the neighbors know each other and support each other.
That's true.
That would be the best block for me.
Despite some minor squabbles, everyone agreed that this urban renewal trend is a good thing for South Florida. Historian Arva Parks agrees.
It's like what Mark Twain said about the weather in New England. He said, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. And I say, if you don't like South Florida, wait a minute, because it's going to be different.
I'm Deborah Acosta in Miami.